Today, we are diving into the seductive yet potentially perilous world of buy now, pay later, BNPL for short. This convenient click at checkout promises you the world today without paying a dime. But is it a financial savior or a silent debt accumulator? From the allure of instant gratification to the hidden risk that could shake your financial stability, join us as we peel back the layers of buy now, pay later, the modern twist on credit, to discover if it's truly a shopper's dream or a debt trap in disguise. Let's dive in and uncover, what is this buy now, pay later, and is it the new credit card crisis? Let's get to it.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror. Financial Mirror. Where future success is reflected in our knowledge of fixing the one thing we can control, ourselves.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror, and thanks for joining me today as we work to improve the one thing we can control, ourselves. Here at the Financial Mirror, it is not about the numbers and spreadsheets alone, but about transforming and educating you on money so that you can make smarter financial decisions. If this is the first time you're joining in, don't forget to hit subscribe on YouTube to be notified of all the new episodes as they release. If you are listening to this on a podcast platform of your choice, don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave a 5-star review and a written comment, as both go a long way in getting this information out to more and more listeners. So today, I think this is a great topic. I did an episode about this. It's been a minute, not a minute, but it's been a few weeks ago, maybe months ago. Not really sure, lost track of time. However, I've just been seeing this more. I've been hearing people talk about this more, and I just wanted to get a handle on how are we going about this buy now, pay later thing, and just discuss with you the hidden dangers that come with it. It's a growing topic. It's definitely becoming a more of a public eye. It's definitely falling into more and more shopping carts online because it's growing revenue across the board. It's growing market share. It's growing in all these different areas. Of course, more businesses are going to start to adopt it as a payment method. It's an obvious choice, right? If you've got people that are just flocking to utilizing buy now, pay later, why would you not? Like, if you were running Kmart in 2000, 2005, 1990s, whatever Kmart was like a thing, right? I don't even know when Kmart was a thing. But if you were running into Kmart and you weren't a Kmart that did layaway, you were missing out. Christmas time, layaway, you had less Christmas shoppers, I guess, than any other Kmart because you didn't do layaway. Well, now, buy now, pay later is this reminiscent of like a layaway with modern twist. One key specific modern twist that we don't want to lose sight of. So I want to jump into this. I want you to know that buy now, pay later is here. It is here. It is growing in market share. Hopefully, I can talk through this and we can uncover, is this the new credit card crisis? Like, are we going to look back on this in 5-10 years and be like, holy cow, more people are overwhelmed with debt due to BNPL, buy now, pay later, than we expected, right? So jump into it. If you've never heard of it, that's where I'm going to start. If you've never heard of it, I want to talk about that very quickly. I want to talk about kind of like, why is it becoming so popular? I've got some statistics for you. I'm not going to bore you with statistics, but they're just there for relevance. And then we're going to talk through kind of like how, like, where is that in parallel and what can we glean from other things that we're starting to see show up in our financial lives that we can kind of glean on and say, hey, this kind of relates to that. So I want to talk through that and then just give you some outlooks on what I see from like a long-term financial impact of what buy now, pay later is going to have on us, on our economy, but more importantly, like on your personal finances. If you partake in buy now, pay later, I just want to talk through kind of what does that look like long term for you. So starting out, when we look at what is buy now, pay later, super simple. All it is you're familiar, if you remember Kmart, you remember layaway. Walmart did layaway, like tons of people did layaway. But it's literally a way for you to pay towards something and then you get it. What buy now, pay later has now included is like, hey, at checkout, here's this option that you can finance this thing, right? Here's no interest here. Super, super fancy. It'll say like 4 months of payment at $32 or something crazy like that, right? Like, or you might say like 9 payments of $100 and there's your $900 thing, right? So that's what buy now, pay later is. Super convenient at checkout. You select what option you want, boom, you're done, right? Kind of. There's a soft credit check, but it's not as rigorous as your normal, like you open a credit card. So back in the day, if you were going to shop at like Sears or something, see, I'm just hitting all the old retailers. You're going to shop at Sears and you're going to go buy your brand new set of tires at like Sears Motors or whatever they were called, Sears Service Center, I think is what they were. Sears, you're going to buy your new set of tires, right? You go in there, they're like, hey, got you. 0% interest. If you just sign up for our credit card, right? Then what do? You sign up for the credit card. You get 0% interest for 12 months. You pay on it. You pay it off. Boom. Hard hit on the credit score. Your credit just got hit. You're going to see it. You're going to notice it if that's something you keep up with. Not saying you should keep up with your credit score, but I'm just showing you the impact that it had. Buy now, pay later does not do that. So it's becoming like super convenient because it's like walking into tons and tons of retail stores and buying things with everyone's credit card, right? You're opening a credit card at every retailer you go to by just choosing a little option at checkout that says, yep, I want to do the buy now, pay later. And this is how much I want to spend on it. This is how many months I want to pay on it. Like all of those things. And you get to buy now, pay later, right? So that's really what it's all about. Like that is what it is. But, no immediate payments are necessary. You can spread out the costs. Often it's interest-free. I'm not going to say it's always interest-free, but most of the time it's interest-free. And you're starting to see this pop up, not just in online shopping, but you're seeing it in physical retail spaces now too. Like it's becoming a thing that like if you get a, I've talked about the tipping culture and all those things. You get the little pad turned around to you and it's like, hey, start at 45% tip. We'll do a 45, a 55 or 100% tip. Right. Like it just gives you these three like crazy absurd numbers. We're seeing those type of interactions, but with buy now, pay later options. Right. So big deal. But that's a little introduction. If you don't know what buy now, pay later is, that's what it is. Okay. But why? It seems like I like blinked and all of a sudden buy now, pay later was a thing, right? Like it wasn't a thing. Like you could go to a checkout and I remember like rarely, like you might see a little thing here or there saying, hey, 12 payments, blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was weird back then. Because I was so used to we had moved away from layaway, like layaway wasn't a thing. Kmart, I don't even know if there's Kmart. So I'm going to stop using Kmart and Sears and doesn't matter. I thought that we were at a point now where the only way you're getting 0% interest is if you open the credit card, which was fabulous because that's such a big effort and man, great. Like layaway did not take any effort. And now we have credit cards you have to open. Great. People are going to stop financing things. Wrong. More people are financing things because now we have a buy now, pay later option, right? So mind blown. I'm out. I don't know what I was thinking, but all in all I can say is it is becoming convenient. It's everywhere. It's growing, especially among young consumers, right? Young consumers. I'm going to talk about ages in a second, but the biggest thing is the convenience. Buy now, pay later offers a very quick and straightforward way for you to finance purchases. So if there's something you wanted, typically, you know, you log in, you order, you put your stuff in your cart, you throw your credit card in there, boom, you buy it, right? But what about when you don't have the money? There we go. Now we have a problem. So if there's an easy way for you to get these things that's convenient, and you don't have the money, it allows you to get them easily and conveniently without ever spending a dime, right? You get instant gratification without ever spending a dime, right? They can make you fall in love with the item and you haven't even really bought it. Like, it's nuts. Like, it's crazy. You can just finance this thing out and then you get it. And why would you return it? Like, this is such an amazing product. Like, why would I return this? But you know what I'm saying? Like there is this, like, they sold you. You didn't even pay for it. You pressed a button that paid for it, right? They took your social security number. That's how you paid for it, right? It was with your social security number. But it's also the convenient aspect. Like, that's the easy aspect and the instant gratification. But the convenient aspect is, to be honest, I haven't gone through it. So comment below and tell me if I'm wrong. But I would think that this is either right on par, or depending on how many fields you have to fill out, man, could be easier than actually typing in your credit card number, right? By the time I stand up, go find my wallet, pull the card out, type in the digits, mess up on one number, go back, mistype the zip code, put in the wrong name because I left out a middle initial or something like that, I probably could have just hit the, yep, buy now, pay later, done, on the way, shipping, right? Like, that's just how it goes. So it's just easier. It's easier, convenient, get the product. And the last thing that is really made this a huge rise and a huge growth is there's a perceived affordability. 9 payments of $100 does not hit as hard as $900. Remember the infomercials on TV? Get it today for as low as, you know, 3 payments of $19.99, right? $60 doesn't sound as hard as $19.99 plus shipping, right? That it's just the way it is. Like, there's this perceived affordability. Like, I can afford $32. I can't afford $900. I can't afford $2,000. I can afford $19 a month for, you know, the next 4 years. Like, there's a perceived affordability. So that's obviously led to a lot of what we've seen in terms of growth in this. That's what we're seeing a lot. Who's most at risk are who we've seen statistically as of 2023. We're seeing ages 25 to 34 results in almost half of buy now, pay later users. So in that 25 to 34, you know, mid-20s to mid-30s, that's kind of that range. Almost half of buy now, pay later users come from that age range, okay? Top 5 categories that people are spending buy now, pay later in is health and beauty, food and drinks, electrical goods and home appliances, media and entertainment, and clothing and footwear, right? It's kind of those 5 primary categories. I believe clothing is the highest, and it's up there, right? Like, clothing makes up just about 63.5% of buy now, pay later purchase categories. And then after that, you get down to like entertainment and household furnishings and reading materials and things like that, right? So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Like, if you are in that age range, if you commonly shop with those things, you're going to see things like Klarna, Afterpay, Sezzle, Affirm, Zip, PayPal, like all those type of companies. They're going to have you at the checkout and you're going to be like, yep, buy now, pay later. They're trying to get me, okay? But it is being marketed. It's being marketed very well for the simple fact that most of the time it's 0% interest. You have a longer time to pay, and they're just small monthly payments, right? Like I said, three payments, $19.99, right? Like that's much easier to come around than, hey, I need you to spend $60. Hey, I need you to spend $100, $500, $1,000, whatever. Just know that they are coming for you at the checkout. So be on the lookout. Now, I talked about this a little bit, but I do want to hit it again just so you understand. There is a lack of credit checks on buy now, pay later. Yes, you are financing something. Yes, they are looking at your credit. Yes, right, like they are. Just not like they are a credit card, right? So what they were doing when you were financing, doing 0% interest for whatever, you know, at your local retailer, that is not what buy now, pay later is doing. They're not running hard inquiries on your credit. Soft inquiry, speedy approval process, more accessible for people with lower credit scores, which is what is making this highly, highly, highly marketed, is that if you cannot get a credit card and you do not have the money and you still want the instant gratification and you want the item now, you're going to resort to what you can get. What is that? Buy now, pay later, right? So people that can't get a credit card are making buy now, pay later their credit card, okay? Which is why I am really on the fence. Is this going to create another credit card debt crisis, right? It is becoming more accessible. People are looking at this as a credit card alternative. But keep in mind, these little small payments, when you've got a few of them, they add up quickly, which is why I have this subscription model parallel idea, right? And I want to bring you into it. If you think back to when, like, I don't even know the first subscription that I signed up for. Maybe it was like maybe Netflix. Maybe Pandora was the first one that I remember having a subscription for. And I never really had like the no ad version of Pandora, but I do remember them advertising it. So think back to that time frame. Subscriptions, like, they're not super out there and available. Like, I can think like Pandora, Netflix, like that's kind of it, besides like these like very niche subscriptions that you may, you know, be into. But subscriptions were just like, they didn't really pop up that often. Like, you mostly just didn't subscribe to something at a monthly cadence. You didn't subscribe to something. Then I remember the cell phone switched and we stopped 2-year contracts and we went to, like, we're now financing our devices and all these type of things, right? Doing these installment plans. Then you start to see this like shift toward, oh, these subscription things, right? So now you have on your phone bill, which is a subscription. You now have your installment on your phone, which is a subscription. And now you're watching your TV on a subscription, but that subscription isn't enough and it's not connected to this subscription. So now you need your Paramount Plus subscription. And next you need your Disney Plus subscription. And now when you listen to your music, you're going to need your Spotify subscription. Oh, you want that Amazon package at your door in 2 days? Yeah, you're going to need your Amazon subscription. But with that, you get your Amazon Prime Video subscription. And you see what we're doing here? We have a subscription for everything. You now have the capability to, every time you hit a checkout, every time you put something in a cart and you buy it, there's a chance that you are smacked with another subscription in my subscription model parallel here, right? Buy now, pay later can end up in this same predicament where every time you go to a checkout, you're getting bombarded with another subscription. You have that buy now, pay later for your shoes. You have the buy now, pay later for your computer. You have the buy now, pay later for those clothes. You have the buy now, pay later for that gadget. You have the buy now, pay later for your vacation. You have the buy now, pay later for that set of, you know, whatever. Like, and it's very hard to do this because I've seen buy now, pay later on like groceries. like perishable items, right? Like you may still be paying on those groceries by the time they go rotten in your fridge, right? Like, I'm not kidding. Like, buy now, pay later has gotten out of control. Out of control. Like, the milk has spoiled in your fridge and you're still paying on it. Like, it doesn't it sound crazy? It sounds nuts. It sounds crazy. Yet, when you think about it like that, it's no different than the credit card. You had to buy your groceries on the credit card this month. Now what? You're still paying on that credit card. The balance is still there. You're technically still paying on the groceries that you bought with the credit card, and the milk is spoiled, right? Like, you see what we're doing here. Like, we've got to get out of this habit of like just going the easy route of putting it on debt. But hopefully you see this idea that I've created. I kind of went on a rabbit hole with the credit card and the spoiled milk, but I just thought it was weird that you can do buy now, pay later on groceries. It's nuts to me. But subscription model parallel, it's identical. You know, it's going to lead to long-term financial impacts. And what are those? Well, easiest put, the long-term financial impacts that I am projecting with buy now, pay later is that these small little payments and the lack of awareness that people have about how many they're getting themselves into, that these small payments will lead to overspending. You will get yourself into a bind where you are literally nickel and diming yourself, and you don't know where your money's going, right? Like, I can't tell you how many clients I sit down with and their biggest expenses are food and subscriptions. They will nickel and dime themselves through eating out, and they will nickel and dime themselves through subscriptions. Once we can start to get some control of those two areas, we can make drastic impacts on debt. We can make drastic impacts on saving for a home. We can make drastic impacts on paying off student loans. We can make drastic impacts on investing. We can make drastic impacts on putting money towards retirement. Like, we can start to actually make steps in the right direction when you can get control of those little things that are just, man, they just eat away. They're just little bacteria that just eat away at your money. Buy now, pay later is going to eat away your money. It's going to be little viruses that are just going to eat away. Little bacteria that are just going to eat away, right? So long term, they're going to start to feel more like a credit card. You're going to have 15 of them, and they are going to eat you up. They're going to eat you up. So I'm telling you, get a hold of this. When you see it, run for the fences, or just run and grab your wallet and fill it out, and don't fall into this trap of buy now, pay later, right? Don't do it. It's not worth it. It is going to feel like more and more like a credit card, because it is impacting people's ability to focus on long-term savings, and they are just accumulating debt. Just a little bit at a time. Yeah, I can take on that $30 payment. Yeah, I can take on that $15 payment. Is how subscriptions started, right? You remember when subscriptions, when they were $4.99 a month, and you were like, yeah, I can do $5 a month. But now you're so invested in it, Netflix, you're so invested in it, they can jump the price to $13.99 because they have so much more content and you're invested in it that you're not willing to cancel it. They've tripled the price and you're still invested in it, right? Like, buy now, pay later, that convenience, that instant gratification is going to eat people alive financially. So what do? Well, obviously I told you, I run, grab my wallet, and I pay for the items that I'm going to receive, right? I'm going to buy them before I receive them. I'm not going to click a button that's going to pay for them for me, receive them, and I'll make 24 payments over the next 2 years or whatever, right? That's what I'm going to do. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I'm only buying things that I can afford. If you're buying this and you're trying to use a buy now, pay later because you cannot buy the item right now, you just can't afford it yet. Not saying you never can afford this. You just can't afford it yet. So just hold on, keep saving your money, and buy it when you can. You will love it that much more because you own it. You don't have to make payments on it. Because think about it. You got that new thing. The newness wears off after 2 months. Uh-huh. Yes, it does. The newness does wear off. And you still have 8 more payments. So while the newness is no longer there, you're still paying for it. And it's no longer new. And it's no longer fun. It's no longer hip. But you're still paying for it. So just keep that in mind. That's what I wanted to leave you with. I just wanted you to think about this. Buy now, pay later is going nuts. And I don't want you to fall into that trap. I don't want you to get into the trap of buy now, pay later, because it is going to feel like a credit card. So hope you got something out of this episode. Leave a comment below if you got something. Share this with your friends and family, coworkers, whomever. Just want to get ahead of this because I'm seeing more and more people discussing this. And more importantly, as I've bought things online, I'm not anti-buy things online. So as I've bought things online, I've seen these little buy now, pay later more and more and more. So I know that's something that people are getting, you know, flashed in their face. And I just want you to be ahead of it. If you do want to take control of your finances and ensure you're on the right path toward your financial goals, head over to thefinancialmirror.org. Hit book now in the middle of the screen. Schedule your free consultation today. If you do want to give an extra dose of support to the stream, head over to thefinancialmirror.org/shop. Pick you up some awesome financial mirror gear. I truly appreciate you tuning in. Do not forget to subscribe, like, comment, share this episode. If you're on a podcast platform of your choice, don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star review and a written comment, as both go a long way in getting this information out to more and more listeners. So hopefully you got something out of this. Say no to buy now, pay later. Just buy the item. If you don't have the money, save and buy. But hopefully you got something. Hopefully you walk away just one step closer to achieving your financial goals. Till next week, continue improving the one thing you can control, yourself. Peace.
Well, that wraps up today's Financial Mirror. Join us next week as we continue to work on ourselves, change our mentality, and to commit to achieving the success we always envisioned. Regardless of your platform, help us grow as a community. Please like, subscribe, and share with the people in your lives.